big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Sports Beat Extra.
Beat 102-103.
To Dizzy inside. Dizzy goes high. Dizzy has the ball. What's he going to do? He takes his shot. Yes! Goal! Dizzy!
He did well to recover. Over first, Peter Hogan. This surely will be the last chance for Belly Gunner. Gone forward is Harry Rubin. The crowd are on their feet. Harry Rubin with the slither and the hurling. Drives it in low. And into the back of the net. Harry is the man. A cracker of a shot for Pete Dean Mason. And Belly Gunner are the All-Ireland Club champions for the first time.
Ballygunner are just one win away from claiming their second ever All-Ireland Club hurling title. This Sunday, the Gunners will line out against Loughrea of Galway at Croke Park. Ballygunner manager Jason Ryan says he's delighted to have made it this far.
That's what you hope to be. You know, that's the aspirations of the group, that you never want to get ahead of yourselves. That, you know, it's win the, do as well as you can in the club league competition, and then do as well as you can in the Waterford Championship. So you can't get carried away, but I suppose the hope or the dream is that you'll be still involved in the All Ireland semi-finals, or, you know, to get an All Ireland final. So in one way, it's a case of, you know, pinching yourself to think, oh, are we really here? But the other side of it, absolutely, you're building towards that. And if everything went according to plan, and if this happened and that happened in the right way, you know, because we know the talent is there. There's like some exceptional players there, and they're an exceptional group. So we're delighted to be there.
As you look now onto the possibility of winning the club's second All-Ireland title, you know, you look back at the last number of years since 2017, Ballygunner have been in the Munster final at one point or another, and they've won five of those. Is it maybe, what do you think is the reason behind that maybe more All-Ireland success hasn't been achieved since then?
Not too sure. Haven't really looked into it too much. You know, I was at a number of those games. Sometimes it was just a little bit of luck didn't go quite go their way, and other times the team they played against just maximised what they had on the day and were that little bit better, and missed opportunities. So it's as a group, we've not spent a great deal of time looking at what has happened, and we do an awful lot of looking at what are we doing right here, right now, and how can we impact things over the next few days or the next few weeks. You know, that's what we can control. You know, we would have for sure looked at, you know, last season and the Sarris game and the whys and the hows, but in years before that, we haven't really spent too much time looking at it, and we just need to be the best that we can be now and performing really here and now.
What do you think is the biggest thing that's changed since the Sarsfield game?
In that game, I suppose the guys had played Sarsfields in the previous year, and it was a dominant performance. And when you have maybe gone out into a game and you've been dominant and won by quite a bit, it can be quite challenging then when you're going to play them again. Like, what exactly is your mindset going to be like, and where are you going to be at? And I would believe that we learned an awful lot from the game in how Sarsfield set up and what their tactics were, and they repeated an awful lot of those again this year. So I suppose we were ready for it. I suppose that's the easiest way of putting it, for that we were more ready for what their game plan was and how they were going to try to implement that game plan this year. We were able to have a good look at them in the Cork County final, and they, you know, in the Cork semi final, and so on and so on. So like nowadays, there's so much footage available on so many different platforms that you can look back in so many games. So we had our homework really well prepared now. Now, that's not to say that the homework wasn't done last year, but it was just a case that they were maybe going into that game a little bit colder and not necessarily knowing exactly what to expect, because they did come with a really good game plan in 2024.
Speaking of looking back over different games, Loughrea now in the final, how have you been studying up on them? Because they've had a really good season so far.
They have. They're tremendous in Galway. The Galway Club Championship is really doggy dog. Like, it's very, very competitive. a really top quality hurling, played at a really high tempo. They had an excellent win against Turlochmore in the semi-final, and a really good Turlochmore side. Like, they have some really talented players, really, really strong team. And then against Thomas's in the final, another really massive performance. And then against Shocknield. Shocknield have been in the last 5-6 All-Ireland semi-finals. They're very seasoned group, so much experience both in hurling, and then they've exceptional footballers there, so their level of fitness is very, very high. And yet Loughrea made them at times look like they were fitter than Shocknield. They were more aggressive than Shocknield. Their skill set was higher level than them, so they were really, really good. And in fairness, in the Turlochmore game and in the Thomas's game, they had little setbacks at different stages and they bounced back from it. So like, they're very, very resilient, very determined. And for a team to win two Galway championships in a row, like, it's like, they're a group that have an awful lot of belief. So it's not one of these games, if you're lucky enough to be 2 or 3 points ahead, that means nothing to these guys. They'll bounce back from that. So, you know, we're going to be at the pin of our collar in this game, and we're going to have to be, you know, performing really well to be competitive in it.
Team selector Fergal Hartley says getting to the All-Ireland final is a dream position for any club to be in.
The way we would see it very much is that it's just a privilege to be there. It's an honour for any club to get to this stage. I think it's the dream for every kid, every club. I mean, what used to be, I suppose, Croke Park on Paddy's Day, I mean, that was the dream of every club. So it's just a privilege and it's an honour. It's an honour to represent Waterford as well. We really do feel that we're obviously there representing Ballygunner, and that's our club, that's our community. But we very much have a sense of we're there representing Waterford.
I know obviously as a selector you'll be used to finding talent for teams, but to have such an array of talent in this squad is unbelievable. But what strikes me particularly about this Ballygunner team is the fact that the hurling that you play flows so well, and it almost feels like on top of the talent, the system that you employ is almost more important, to the point where players or teams that you come up against will know what you're about to do, but they still can't stop you from doing it. Like, I think the St. Martin's game particularly in the second half sticks out to me. Like, for you, I suppose, is that something that you can take a lot of pride from on the sideline, seeing that system work out so well?
Yeah, my view on that, Odrin, is that, like, that's been an evolution over literally 12 years. I mean, we won our first championship in this run in 2014, and I mean, every year we've built a little bit more and a little bit more, and obviously the personnel changed, but there's never been a point whereby, you know, there's been a year where we've needed a total rebuild. And if you go back to, I suppose, within you know, and people sometimes think, by the way, we have an aging team, or we've a, you know, we've a team with a lot of miles on the clock, but I suppose we won our first Munster within this run, I suppose, in 2018, and there's only five of that team left, and yet there was never a sense that there was a rebuild. You know, every year there's one or two new faces come in, and you know what typically happens is a player comes in as starts in his first 1 or 2 years as a sub, and then he becomes a more regular sub, and then he gets a starting place and whatnot. And so it's been an evolution, and my point being is the personnel change has evolved, but so has the system evolved. There's been no point, I suppose, where we've sat down and said, okay, we need to reinvent this every year, and every manager that's come in, and we've had multiple different management regimes, if you like, they've just added a little bit and added to it, and maybe tried to make it a little bit better than it was. But it's just been an evolution, and I suppose the players are playing together a long time and they do it well. But like, to be honest, the farther you go in the competition as well, the more the you know, obviously the better the opposition tends to be, the bigger defence tends to be, and the other teams are capable of two things, I suppose, you know, playing their system to a real high level as well, but also breaking down your system. I mean, St. Martin's in the All-Ireland semi-final, I mean, they broke us down and broke us down and broke us down, and, you know, I mean, that's as tough a game as, albeit, you know, if someone just look at the final scoring, you might think, oh, that looked like it was, I won't say easy, but, you know, it would have looked maybe that there was a little bit of comfort in there, and there wasn't, there was no comfort at any stage, bar maybe the last 2 or 3 minutes.
Later on in the week, I was delighted to be joined by AIB ambassador and Ballygunner stalwart, Páirc Mahony.
Talk to me about going through this season, because it seemed like up until, I suppose, the semi-final of the All-Ireland, you're almost gliding through the Championship and the Munster Championship, and you get to St. Martin's and it's a very 50-50 first half in that encounter, and then you come out and you almost just keep doing what you're doing, and I think fitness probably plays a role in how great you were going up to the end of that match. But, you know, when you're coming near to the end of that now, when does it sink in that you've made it to the All-Ireland final?
Yeah, look, I suppose just back to your first point there, we didn't feel that at any stage that we had an easy run at the championship. I know the scorelines sometimes might say different, but you know, there's a huge level of work that goes into winning these games. And you know, Munster Championship this year was it was hugely competitive. And even if you go back to the Sarahs game, you know, we got a great start, but after that, only for the start, we could have been bet that day as well. And then obviously leading into the semi-final, you know, that's why I suppose the few minutes after the game, it was nice. We were able to kind of enjoy it together because it was obviously a huge accomplishment to get over the line in that semi-final. And especially when, you know, let's be honest, our backs were to the wall in that game, and to come out the right side of that was obviously very pleasing for the group. And but obviously, look, we had to part that pretty quickly to analyse and see how we can improve from it. But now it's all focused for Sunday.
Fergal Hartley was mentioning that coming up to this week, you'll kind of treat it like it's any other week coming up to a match. Like, is there any form of, I suppose, difference in atmosphere coming up this week as opposed to, say, every other week? Because I know you're treating it like it is another match, but it really isn't, like, at the end of the day.
Yeah, like, preparation-wise, you'd be foolish to change or do anything different. Obviously, there's a bit more on the line this weekend, you know, and there's no point saying there's not, but I suppose, you know, we've been here in the past and you think you have your preparation 100% for an Ireland semi-final or a Munster final or a Munster semi-final. So why would you change it if that's what's worked for you in the past? So same again for this week. But look, there is a bit of an added edge to this week, knowing that it's all Ireland final day, you know. And but like, as I said, nothing changes, even though there is a little bit extra on the line.
My favourite one was probably when we won the Munster, winning it back from not winning it last year.
When we were down against St. Marins in the second half, when Mark Hartley equalised it, everyone was up on their feet.
Oh, and into the back of the net!
From the heart of High Connor to the banks of the shore, from the dreams had as children to a future so pure.
Yesterday, 650 pupils from St. Mary's National School Ballygunner gathered in their school hall to sing a song they wrote for the boys in black and red ahead of the All-Ireland final. Beatty Vickerns was there.
Thanks, Adrian. As you said, we're here in Ballygunner to hear the guys sing the song that they put together. But before they head into the assembly hall, I said I'd have a quick word with some future analysts. Tell me your own name and what class you're in.
So, my name's Harry Fitzpatrick, I'm 12 years old, and I'm in 6th class, Mr. Brennies.
Who's your favourite Ballygunner player and why?
So, my favourite Ballygunner player is Paddy Levy, because his chemistry with Conor Sheehan is unmatchable, and like, if he gets knocked back down, he gets up and put his head down and gets on with it.
And have you been to any of the games leading up to this, or have you watched much of the matches on the way up to the All-Ireland?
I've been to all of them.
Great.
Yeah, and like, probably my favourite part was when we were down against St. Marins in the second half when Mark Hartley equalised it, when he scored the one from halfway.
What was the atmosphere like when that happened?
Everyone was up on their feet, clapping and all that, so it was really good, yeah.
Brilliant. What do you think the full-time score will be on Sunday?
I think we'll win by four or five.
4 or 5 points. And how do you think Ballygunner are looking? You've been to all the games all year. How do you think they're looking now going into the final?
Yeah, I think they look good. Like, they're quick from throwing, and like, they have players to come on in second half. So like, we've a good, strong, solid team, and we kind of have an advantage now because the midfielder for Loch Grey is not going to be playing. So, yeah. Oh.
You'll be strong in the middle of the field. You'll be able to get the ball up to the full forward line and hopefully a few goals, yeah?
Yeah, hopefully, please God.
I'm Mikey Power. I'm 9 and I'm in Miss Barrett's 3rd class.
Who is your favourite Ballygunner player and why are they your favourite player?
Probably Paddy Levy, because he never gives up and he's just magic on the pitch.
Have you been to any of the games leading up to this? Have you watched many of the matches?
Yeah, I went to all the games. My favourite one was probably when we won the Munster.
And was there any magic moments in those games? What has been your highlight so far?
Probably when Mark Hartley equalised it against St. Martin's, yeah, when we were down.
And do you play hurling yourself?
Yeah, I play under 10s and 11s. Yeah.
And what's it like having a team like Ballygunner, like the lads to look up to? Do they ever come into you?
Yeah, they came in when they won the county final and the Munster final. So it was really good, yeah.
Who would you like to be like now on the team?
Probably either Paddy Levy or Desi Hutchinson.
My name's Finn. I'm 8 and I'm in Mr. Curran second class.
Finn, who is your favourite Ballygunner player and why?
Stephen O'Keefe, because he saves a lot of shots and he's a good keeper and he's a legend.
So there's great excitement singing. Tell us what you've been getting up to this week.
Well, after the match, I'm going to celebrate in Jack and Eads.
What do you think the full-time score will be? How much do you think they're going to beat Loch Gray by?
3 points.
My name's Cuiva Haran. I'm in sixth class, Mr. O'Sullivan's, and I'm 12. My favourite Ballygunner player is Mikey Mahoney and Paddy Levy because they're both very good. They have great skill and they play 100% in every game.
Have you been to any of the matches or the games leading up to this final?
Yeah, I've been to all of them leading up to it.
And what was your favourite part? What was the highlight?
I loved the Munster final since we lost it last year. It was good to win it this year.
And do you play yourself?
Yeah, I play for Galway under 14s. Yeah.
So is there any player now that you'd look up to on the team that you'd like to, you know, take some of their skills and bring it into your own game?
Yeah, probably Mikey Mahoney. Yeah, he's very tough, kind of. So,
Who are you going up to the match with?
My family, we're all going up. We have flags, we have headbands, and
the whole
lot. Yeah, but Ballygunner means a lot to my whole family. Even just going up to Ballygunner and then just watching them, yeah,
playing,
yeah. Yeah, my dad, when he was younger, he played on goal for Ballygunner. My uncle's on like the backroom team, kind of helping out.
So you're a Ballygunner woman through and through?